You're on Daf Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. My time Nech Lohu De Magal Lohu Tare. The Gemara said in Taisvis, the Gemara said that it is worthwhile for the Chamorim to bring from the Mokim Ayyaker, Mokim Azel to the Mokim Ayyaker. Taisus learns, even though they're being Tereyach, but it's worthwhile because the Megalulu Tare. They have a Motzi Lameima Kigain the Yovlu Schar Amolom. So Taisus asks, Lachere, we could say, the problem is that, they're working for the Malvim. He says, the Malva gave them money, b'mokim hayyaker. They went to the Mokim Hazel. They bought Peiris for the Malvim, the Mokim Hazel. According to Tosfos, afterwards, everything is b'chayis ha-Malvim. So they finished. They paid up. The money they borrowed, they paid up by purchasing it, b'mokim hazel. The whole problem is the tirche of bringing it back from the Mokim Hazel to the Mokim Ayyaker. So the Gemara says that they're deriving benefit, the Megala Lohu Tare. So, Lehava Motzi Lameimak going to Yavilu Schar Amolo. So Taisa says maybe the Malvim and the Mokim Ayyaker are paying them for the Tirche. Kidapirashti Beshus Moicha Mutter. In the beginning, and the first Gemara, we heard by Chavile, Hamile Chavile Mimokim Lamokim, Motze Chaver Vomaloi, Tnoli Vinadoloch, Kedar Shemar Loch Boisa, Mokim Bishus Moicha is Mutter, and but he pays him, so Taisa says, but he pays him the Schar Tiche, so maybe here also he pays him the Schar Tiche. So Taisa says, if here he's paying him the Schar Tiche, Kizeloi Hoya Shem Chidush. Here it says, Achidish, Achamorim Malim, B'mokim Ayyaker, K'b'mokim Azul, V'enum Choshishim. If he's paying them, so, there's no Chidish whatsoever. So, Kochoch, here the Chidish is that even though they're not getting paid for the Tirchem, but they're deriving benefit of the Megalulu Tare. V'Rabbi Netan Pirish, the Filu Schiris Hachamorim, Noisein Balabayis Lachamorim. Now, Chamorim are people who transport Tvue Mimokim Lamokim and their Chamorim. So there are two services being done for the Malvim B'mokim Ayyaker. They have their Tirche and you're using their Chamorim also. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says that what the Gemara says, the Megalulu Tarim, that is a payment for the Tirche. But the Malvim has to pay them for the Schiris HaChamorim. That means this is another service which will not be covered by the Megalulu Tarim. So therefore, the Malvim has to pay them for the Schar HaChamorim. So Taisa says, so Lachere, now they're paying them already for the transportation also. So Taisa says, Mikombokim Nire, the Moided Layoiv Schar Amolom. I mean, good, he holds that they pay the Schar for the Hamoirim, but the Schar Amolom, they Zicher don't pay. The Yoiv, because if the Malvim pays the Schar Amolom also, have a circle of the time, the Geluye Tare. The Gemara had said that the Hamorim are getting a benefit of either Megalitare or the Oizli Gabayu. If they're getting paid for everything, the Schar Hamorim and the Schar Amolom, so what else do you need? Yeah. Umashe Dochak Rabbeinu Hananu. So, al-kochoch, the Megalulu Tarem, of the Moisli Gabayu is a payment for their services. So why did the Rabbeinu Hananel split the hair? For the services of the Tirche, that's the Megalulutare. But for the use of their Chamorim, that you have to pay. So Tosfos says, Lefisha Doima Loib, because Rabbeinu Hananel holds, Schar Muet Gilui Tare. This whole Gilui Tare is a very small payment, so it would not cover the Tirche and the usage of their Chamorim. So that's why the Rabbeinu Hananel said that Schar Chamorim they have to pay, and for their Tirche that is covered by Megalo Lutara or Yoizli Kabay. Bechinam Dochak. So Taisus, I really don't have to say this, because b'deikilu chachamim beribes tarabonim k'moy le'el reish egle liftume, you give a payment of a reish egle for the meleches apitom, even though it's only a token payment, it's not really, if it's only a ribes tarabonim, so afilu, you don't need a complete payment. So Mamelu Sotaisus says you don't have to say like the Rabbeinu Hananel. In these services, in the schiras of the chamoirim and the tircha, everything is covered by these benefits of megalu tara or yoizli gabay. Neichelohu the megalu tara. So the Gemara says, so why is this mutter? They're doing a service for the malvim b'mokim hayoika. Why is this mutter? Because through this, that they're coming with a lot of money from the Alabatim and the Mokim Hayoikam, so they'll be able to buy more tefuah. Rashi said, Bahakofet, the Soichim and the Mokim Hazel will see that these are businessmen, and the Mele, they'll sell them on credit. Perish Pekontris. Hayidei moish shebiyotom, nikorim soichim, umakifilam schoires achayim. So Rashi said that, since they have money, so when the people sell them tvue and the mokim hazoil, they'll sell them on credit also because they see the soichim. The Gemara says another, benefit that they get is oisli gabay. Since they are selling it for cost price, so the soichem, the mokim azel, will take off from their profit and sell it to them for a cheaper price that they could get some profit in the mokim ayoike. The kosher. So Taisus asks, according to Rashi's pshat, the koma ike binayu tagre chadeta. That what's the nafkamina between these two mahalchim by a tagre chadete? What's a tagre chadete? So Rashi said like this: that if it's a new soichel, these chamorim, so out the time from oizli gabayu, they won't be moizel gabayu. They don't know him as a steady customer. He's a new soicher. Well, it's the time of, so there won't be Moisel Gabay. It's the time of Omegal Lutare. He's coming with a lot of money. So there'll be Megal Lutare. That's a Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Ula Perushay, Solochere, Taisvis es san Rashi, is another nafkamine. Ike benayu, nami tagri yosha. Why did most of the nafkamine is a tagri chadete? What if he's a old businessman already? The time, the megala lohu tare. So the time that with this money, they'll sell them on credit. Leke, shreini korim heimi mekedem. the Seichem know them from old, that the Tagger, so they'll give them credit, afilu, without this money. Now, the Tam, so then it'll be also, it's not Megalalu Tagger because of the money. Tam of Oizli Gabayu, so Tagri, Atiki, there'll be Moizel Gabayu. So that's Taisvis Kashe according to Rashi. The Gedili Tumi says, what is Taisvis asking on Rashi? Taisvis is asking on Rashi, the Gemara is saying that the money that they're getting, that is a Sibe, coming with money, that is a Sibe while they'll sell them on credit. So Taisvis says that you need for a Tagre Chadita. You don't know him, but if you see his says money, so they'll give him credit. But an old tagger, until he doesn't come with money, they'll give him credit. They know his credit is in good standard. So that the Gedulei Truma says, no. He could be an old tagger. If he comes without money, so Mamela, the Seichem might think he once had money. He once was a successful businessman. But now if he's coming without money, they won't give him credit anymore. We won't rely. So that's how the Gedulei Truma wants to fa'emfa Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. Tadasi Tais doesn't like Rashi's pshat. And Taisvis has a new mahalach in the Gemara. But the Taish Megalo Lutare and Moizli Gabayu. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu, and this pshat, and Rabbeinu Chananu, this the Teres Chaim says this pshat, and Gos Abach and the Rib says this pshat. This is pshat and Rabbeinu Chananu. The pirish, the time of the Megalo Tare, is not the way Rashi said, the Homaisa, they come with money, so when the Mokim has Zoyl, they'll sell them on credit. No. Megalo Tare is speaking about these Balabatim who gave them money to buy the Mokim Hazel. The Megalo Tare, Shabale Batim, Hamalvim, those who are lending them the money, Megalim Lahem Share Hayoikel. So when they come back, they're coming to a Mokim Hayoikel. So these Alabatim who live in the Mokim Hayoikel, they'll tell them where to go to sell their tvua where they can get the best price. Shepa'omim ba'oid shahilchim hachamorim l'mokim hazel v'chayzrim, and they come back, misyakrim kam. It gets more expensive, so that means they need inside information where to go to sell their tvua and get the most profit. The Megale Lohu Tare, Gadoloshin is very meduic, according to Rabbeinu Chananu, the Megale Lohu Tare, they tell them where you can get the best price. So that means they are doing a service for the Malvin in the Mokim HaYoikel, but for this service, the Malvin will help them get the best price for the tvua they are bringing along, not the tvua that they bought for themselves, but for the other tvua they brought from the Mokim HaZel. They'll give them leads and show them where they can get the best price. Balibatim Maidim Lahem Umasayim Lahem Limkel, and they're going to help them to sell these Balabatim Samamele. This service that the Chamorim are doing for the Balabatim, the Mokim Ayoika, they are getting paid from the Balabakim. They help them sell in the, they know where the more expensive markets are and where to sell. That's the Taish Megale Lohu Tare. And what is the Taish? Oizli Gabayu. So the Teres Chaim says, Oizli Gabayu means Oizli Gabayu means that they give them Schoires Bezul Bezul. That means when they come back again, these Malvim, I have a Koros HaTayf to them, they brought back Tvum Mokem Azul. So they'll give them in this Mokem Hekim Schoires Bezul. That means they'll pay them well for their services, what they're doing. So that's it. So that's the, so the Gemara says, Lomayin afkemine, atag rechadete means if the balabos who gave them the money is not a businessman. So he won't know how to help the chamorim. That means who can help the chamorim? Only atag ratike. They come here, they'll help them, they'll show them where the best places are to sell the tvua they brought from the Mokim Azul. That's his, if he's a tagratik, if he's a tagrachatik, he won't know how to help. This is how the Torah Chaim says pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, but he asks a meirudik kashem, he asks a kashem on the Rabbeinu Chananel. We had a, the Gemara says, a maise that Rav went in the, Rav went and gave chamorim. Rav lived in the Mokim Hayoika, who was Abos Sobisela in Surim. There was Sikso in Kafri, and he gave the chamorim money, and they should bring him 5 so. So the Gemara says, "Benishkol Shita," he could ask for 6 so. He clears for 6 so, and the cash is because we have here there's a heter of Megalutare, Oizli Gabayu. The Torah Chaim, according to the Ben Chananel, Rab was not a businessman. This whole lumdus of Megalutare, the Ben Chananel said pshat, that Faker, the Balabatim are businessmen, and they know they'll show them around, and they'll show them the, they can get the best price for their tvua. But you have to be a tagratike for this. A tagrachadete who doesn't know business, they're not getting anything from this malva. So frekt the Teres Chaim, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Meister Kashan Rav, why didn't Rav ask for 6 so for a seller? So the heter is, you have to be a tagratike. Rav was not a tagratike, as given, chavush be-based. The Beis HaMedrash, so this kasha, the Teres Chaim asks on Rabbeinu Chananel. Zog the Gemara weiter, a new sugya. Zog the Gemara Pardese. Rab Osar Ushmur Shori. And what's this Maisa Pardese? Zog Rashi Liknois Yayin Mina Keren. Bedomim Prusim. Kol Peirish Shona Zu Bekach Bekach. That means a person moving as a Karen, and we're speaking about the beginning of the year before the grapes started growing. The Loikrin Acher Shahin Boiser Ismoda. That means smodar is when grapes grow on a vine, so first there's a flower. When the flower falls, that's called smodar. That means the first beginnings of the grape is called smodar. Boiser is a little bigger, but it doesn't have yet a tayrus grape. So now, this person has a keren. At the present time, he has nothing worthwhile to sell. I mean, Basher Usham, the Boiser Smoda, don't have any value. There's a potential value. They'll grow, and they'll grow to be grapes. And So he's asking for a cheap price. The Baal HaKerem is asking for a cheap price, and he's going to give later. Now Rashi says something very interesting, which I really don't understand completely, but let me just say how other Rishonim say, and then we'll see the Chiddush of Rashi. Other Rishonim learn Pshat by this Pardes, that again, there's the grapes are in a very early stage. They're not, Bashel Rishon, they have no use and no value, but they're potential grapes. He's giving him for the whole kerem a cheap price for all the produce that will come out from this kerem. And later the Baal HaKerem will give him the grapes when they grow. Give him the grapes. So Mamela, so let us just talk about such a case. Rashi is Maisif, another Nekude. But let us talk about this case. So this case is, let us diagnose this case. That means this kerem, after the grapes will grow completely, let us say, for practical purposes, the value of the grapes will be, let's say, $10,000. This kerem, if all the grapes grow, it will be worth $10,000. At the present time, looking at the kerem with the boisar or smoda, looking at the face value now, let's say it's worth $500. It's worth $500 now. There's a potential. It's going to grow into a crop of $10,000. Now he's giving him $500. And he's going to get a bumper crop of $10,000. Now, let us understand why is the Baal HaKerem doing such a thing. So, between you and me, the Baal HaKerem needs money now. He needs money. So, he needs cash now. So he's giving him the $500. And as a token for this halvor, which he's giving him, means that the grapes are... We have the daschola of the grapes, but we don't have more than that. And he's going to give him a pardes, which is with the grapes, it will be worth $10,000. And that's, and this is agonoto. That means, I don't have to pay you now. I'm going to give you after the crop is harvested, I'll give you all the grapes. So this looks like agonoto. So Mamela, that's why this should be also. And we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Now, other Rishonim learn that this was the case. Rashi was moisif one more nekude. Rashi says, liknois yayin mina kerem midomim prusim. But he's gold asking, he's not only, he's getting wine. You don't, so that means he's giving him money not only for the grapes when they will be completely ripe and harvested, he's gonna get paid with barrels of wine, which is Amor de Kechidish. I mean, L'chayre, I don't know why Rashi had to say this. I mean, this is another, he's giving mamish, he's, besides giving him, the grapes, when they're completely ripe and harvested, he's making wine for him also. And everything he's doing is a very cheap price. I don't know why Rashi had to say this, and Al-Kabon, that's what Rashi says. L'pnei shi'ayim min ha-kerem b'domim prusim kol pei rishon azu b'kach, whatever will grow. The loikrin, and he purchased them acher shem boisar ismoda abadayin legi lebiko, ravosa, saravasa, the mishum haktomas mois, lizman habotzer, because he's giving him now the money, and he's gonna pay back by this man when they've harvested, kamaisel gabe. So that's why it's also. That's the Sfora of Rav. So Pardesa is also. Now let's see the Gemara. Pardesa, Rav Osar, Shmu Shori. Rav Osar, given the Lekame Shav Yitvei, since later it will be worth much more, Mischazi ki Agel Notalei. So he's selling him now at a God cheap, cheap price. It's Mechusa Gidl, it's Mechusa Maloche, and so it's Agenotalei. Shmu Shori. Even the have it bait to you, Ele Mechzi ki Agenotalei. Zutrashi. Given the have it bait to you, Pa'omim she is kilkul bekere. There could be that the whole crop can get ruined. Could go in borod, oikshomim, oikerach. Umafsi da koil. That means a pardis is very susceptible to the elements and these things could wipe out the whole crop. Umikabul olov kol sveike hefset. He's giving him $500. That's true. There's a possibility he might end up with $10,000, but there's a possibility he might end up with nothing. Because if the weather goes bad, the whole crop will get ruined. Mekabel olov kol sveike hefsid, lemechzik agenotale, so it doesn't look like agenota. Look to Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Umoide Rav, Rav that Asels, we had a Taisus before, Rav Samachtala, Rav Sachmir, the Taisus said, why doesn't Rav hold Shmuel Sfore, given the Havi Beit Yuha, there might be a disaster, and he lost his $500, So Taisva says, Rav, that's a milsa d'loy shriche. In Memela, we will not be mata. Such an asik is giving him $500 now to end up with $10,000. It might lose the $500. The milsa d'loy shriche. So the Gemara, umoide Rav, v'turi denofish p'seidayim. Zot Rashi, umoide Rav, given the Havi Beit to you, we skip the Rashi. I've also the Mishim Adom is Moisles Man Habotzo. Since he's giving now money before the harvest, Kamoisle Gabay Baba Agonotale. Given the Ababay to you, a Pomishes Kilko Bekerem, Gaybora, the Shamakerem, Afsi, the Kilmakabal of Kosveke, Hefse, Lamasik Agonotale. To you, Sarashi says, Nire Beena, what is the tide to you, Devar Harote? There's a seabed that can bring about that he'll be in his heart. K'may kedushin, toya ala rishoynes. Umayda rav beturi. So Rashi says, mokem sheboitzrim kromim bishvorim ba'agola. There was certain sophisticated places, they did not harvest the grapes, with workers putting them in a sack. They came with a wagon. So Mamela, you came with a wagon, so it was easier to harvest the grapes and put everything in the wagon. That was Mokim Shem Boitzrim Komim Bishvorim Bagola. But there's a tremendous problem. It's good to harvest the grapes in the wagon. The grapes, you put them in the wagon. You don't have to schlep the grapes. But Umelichen Esa Gola Ben Shurais Hakromim. The shvarim are take the wagon between the rows of the kromim, umiskalkel raglei hashvarim bekalchei shroshim shebekalke. That means there are many roots in the kalke, and the shvarim aren't so nimble to go between the shuris. And Lemaise, after a harvest, you can have a lot of grapes, but you'll have a lot of sick shvarim. That means it's a big kilkul to the shvarim. They cut their feet and they can trip, and it's a chumen for the shvarim. So the Maisa, so Rashi says pshat. So if the opmach was, if the opmach was that the lekeich is going to be boitza, if the opmach was that the lekeich is going to be boitza, so the Maisa, so then this $500 price is not such a big bargain, because at the end of the Betzira, you have to figure out how many Shvarim is going to lose out because of this Maisa. So Mamele, then the Tiyua is Moshriach. That's it. Umayda Rav, Bitturim. Okim Shabbaitzim come in Bishvarim. Ba'agola, Melichnes, Agola, Ben Shuris, Akomi, Miskalkum, Ragle, Shvon, Bekalke, Shroshim, Shibakalke, Ve'efseidom, Rav. So then $500 is not such a big bargain after all. Let us see Taisvis. Beturi denofish pseidayu, Rabbeinu Chananel goris betavri. Nupshat ngatz ruperish. That means by a pardes, Rav held it's too big of a bargain to give in the beginning and end up with a bumper crop of the pardes. That the tzad a hefsid is not too big. So memele there Rav holds it also. Rabbeinu Chananel goris betavri uperish adivim shach the Gemara. Shemoicher agolim ktanim vlodois edroi asher yevodoloi b'shonozois. A person has an eder, and Reuven has an eder, and he tells Shimon, I'm going to sell you all the vlodois that which will be born this year from my eder. And we look at the eder, there's 1,000 behemoths in the eder, and we make a cheshbon d'baal, we don't have, maybe they're more boros already, but we don't have any agolim ktanim as yet. We make a cheshbon, and he gives them a cheap price, that all the agolim which will be born this year, I'm selling you now, you give me a cheap price now, and you get all that agolim. So what is the difference between if you sell a golem from Shvorim or if you sell a novim from Kronim? Umoy de Rav Bohu de Shori Sheregilois Harbe Shemapilois. You're looking at a big eider, so you're counting your chickens before they hatch, because from all those which will be born, don't think you have such a large percentage. Shergilis harbe shemapilis v'avi akilku yoysa mitiyue shel pardes. Pardes, the chances of kilku are minute. So memele there Rav is choylik on Shmuel, and he holds that it's also. But if you're selling a golem ktanim from an eder, sherigilois harbe shemapilois. God, it's a merdike statement that Taisvis is saying, sherigilois harbe shemapilois. The Gemara says, Achmin Baba Basa, roi behemis misabres fioldes. Some of this, a roi. And Taisvis says, regilois harbe shemapilois. Could be roiv means 51%, and so could be if there's a lot of mapilas al kaponim, could be the chances of tiyua are much more than by a pardes al kaponim. So a mele there, Rav is made tishmu. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar lo Shmuel lahani deshavshi shivsha. Afuchu ba'aro ki heiche dekonu ledekoni lechu gufo ta'are. V'iloi havi lechu kahalvo v'osa. Now there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us first see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Shavshi shivsho balei batim hamalvim tfue la'arisim lezera umishalmim lahem legoyren tfue chadosh. Now, an oris is someone, let's say, Reuven has a field, and Shimon works on the field, and Shimon, or either Shimon pays rent to Reuven, gives him a certain amount of the tfue, and he keeps the rest of the tfue, or he gets a percentage of the tfue, that is an oris. Fine. So that is an oris. He works on, Shimon works on Reuven's field, and he gets a percentage of the tfue. Now, there was such a scenario that these arisim did not have zroim. They didn't have what to plant. So they come to the Bala Sodeh, and they borrow zroim. So let us say, for practical purposes, they're going to borrow 10 saw of seeds to plant. They need seeds to plant. They don't have what to plant. So Mamela, they borrow 10 saw of seeds. When are you going to pay back? They're going to pay back by the Goyren. When everything will grow, then we'll have Tvue, we'll pay you back then the 10 saw of Chitim that you lent us, we'll pay you back Bishas the Goyren. So Be'etzem, there's a big problem in this. This falls into the category of saw b'saw. That means I'm lending you a saw, and you're going to pay me back a saw. Well, it'll be if when you pay me back, the saw will be worth more than the saw I lent you. So that's the problem of saw b'saw. And saw b'saw is also, unless yeshla, unless he has a saw with him. So then saw b'saw is muta. But if he doesn't have a saw with him, so then so b'saw is also. So this is a problem. So these, shavshi shivshi means that the balabatim, shavshi shivsha, the balabatim used to lend the arisim, let's say 10 saw of tvue, under the condition that he should pay him back 10 saw of tvue b'shas ha'goyrim, which falls into the category of saw b'saw, and saw b'saw is also midarabon. So how do we avoid this problem? So Shmuel told Lahani the Shavshi Shivshi. He told them, by us it says, let's see, by us the Gemara says, Hafuchu Da'are, ki hechi dekone lechu gufo da'are, lehave lechu kalbo v'os. So Rashi says, Rashi is a gilse, saye bigufo da'are, bechorish ubekotzer ma'at. You should offer your services, not too much, you should offer the balabos, should offer the services, that means b'shas the charisha, you should help b'chayrish the field. That it shouldn't be alvo so b'so. Now, I'd like to explain this Gemara according to Rashi. The Ritva Chadoshim says pshat, according to Rashi, as follows. That we have a problem. They're lending them 10 saw, and he's going to pay back Bishas Agoyren 10 saw, which is a problem of saw b'saw. So Shmuel said in Eitzah, when you're lending them the 10 saw, now they're going to start plowing the karka. You plow with them also. You plow with them also. So what we accomplish that you're plowing? Dekonu begufe da'are. That means as soon he owes you 10 tzor of Truah. So when you're kind of, when you're chayrish the karke, you go be chayrish the karke, chayrish is a kinyin chazake. So you make a kinyin in the karke that you kind of the karke for 10 tzor. That means theoretically the oris would get X amount of tvuah. So now and then you get the chakiris. So make a kinyan in the karke, make a kinyan in the karke, make a chish is rafak proputim, make a chish in the karke. So be kinda now in the karke, be kinda the karke for, that it's your karke for 10 tzor which will grow out of it. So l'chayre, what did we accomplish with this? So we accomplished, so it's not a halva. Not pshat is that you're lending them 10 tzor and they'll pay you back 10 tzor. No, no, no. You just bought, when you're giving him the money, you're giving him the 10 tzor, so you acquired now a kinyan in the karke, it's your karke for 10 tzor. You acquired a kinyan in the karke for 10 tzor. So it's a mekech hamemke. It's a mekech hamemke. It's not alvo. It's not agamota. Not you're going to pay it back later. I was now kinda in the karke that it's my karke for 10 tzor. L'chayre, that is pshat according to the Ritva. The Gedulei Trumah says, and between you and me, and what is going to be if nothing grows on the field? What's going to be with the tenso? Gomish, that's it. Finished. That means he lent him tenso. Is that the true upmach that I'm buying tenso from you now? And what'll be if nothing grows? So you won't pay him back the tenso? Okay, perhaps not. Okay, but that's this other the Gedulei Trumah asks. I have another problem in Rashi. Rashi says two things. Rashi says, Saye begufa de karka. By us it says, hafuch, by us it says, hafuchu ba'ara. Hafuchu ba'ara l'chayre means charisha, to be charish in the karka. Rashi says, Sayu begufa da'are bechorish ubekotzer ma'at. Now, this ubekotzer ma'at bothers me very much. What's that? Ubekotzer ma'at. Number one, ubekotzer, that means he's lending them now 10 tzor tvu'e b'shas tzriye. And if he's first going to be kind of bekotzer, it doesn't look like a mecha chememke. That means he lent him now and bishloime bechorish. So that means he lent him the tzvue, and right away they're going to be chorish. So he's going to get a kinyan now in the karke for a tenth of tzvue. So I understand that. If he's messiah in the kotzer, so, number one, I mean, that looks like a, very much like Agonota. I mean, if a sword would be worth much later, he lent him now 10 so, and he made a kinyan, ubekotzer ma'at, that now he'll be kind of 10 so, I mean, looks like Agonota. It's 5 months later, he's gonna get a kinyan for 10 so. Number one, it looks like Agonota. And number two, I don't understand. B'chayre, Charisha is a kinyan chazok in the karka. So it's kind of a kinyan in the karka. It's not my karka for 10 tzor. Ktsiris ha-tvue is nothing. I don't know what kind of kinyan this is. He's mesayei in the kotzer. I don't understand. The Ritva says, Pshat m'rashi, Aydei chazok is shemafzik balabayis begufa da'ara hiknoloi. That he understands by Charisha is a kinyan in the karka. Kotzer, he snips a few stalks of tvure, so I don't understand what kind of chazaka this is. Akaponim, that's Akaponim Shitas Rashi. Rishav Shishiv Shalera Sita Yisvitz, Perish Pekontres,
Bali batim hamalvim tvur larisim rezera. The plant. Mishalmim lem legoyre tvur chadoshet. So my male is a problem of so. And then, therefore we have this eitzim. Zuktoisvis v'loi ashkechon. V'loi ashkechon b'shum duchte shekoyren ze shifshi. That means Rashi said a very interesting story. He's lending them Zroim. They're going to pay back Zroim b'shas hagoyren. But how is, does this lie in the word to shofshi shifships? It's a very, the terminology is very strange. Vishivshi hainu zmoiris. Shivshi means branches. Shemetargim, the Targim says by the cholim and the sar hamashkin, Shloisha Srigin, so the Targum says, Tlas Shivshim, there were three branches. Vechain Loyovmar Shivshe Larise, Mom Broche says that his Oris was not Elich, so he didn't give him a Chelik in the branches. Vechain Shishavte Meirise, Al Kaponim, so Shivshe Taisu says, I know means branches, not this Pshat Rashi. Rabbi Nechananu Pirish, Shenoisnim Mois Lebal Azmoiris Bekach Bekach Hamasu. That we're purchasing branches. Bemishkol. We're purchasing branches Bemishkol. Now, the beginning of the season, the heim shavim yoiser b'shor shezoymer hakramim, and the branches that he's going to acquire by the end of the b'shas, the zman when the zoymer the branches, these branches are worth much more. Veleke tiyua bizmoires kemoi bepeiri. There's no tiyua. So even though, so this is Shmuel Ashitos, even though Shmuel by Pardes said one is permitted to give a cheap price for the peiris of a Pardes to get the peiris later bishas when they're harvested, even though they're worth much more, but Shmuel said, there's tiyua, there's a possibility that the crop will get ruined through kerach, through shelek, some amele. So for this gamble, this is a proper price. You give a cheap price. Since there is a gamble, he might lose whatever he gave. But that is dafke by pardeset. But by the branches of the pardes, to make this same arrangement that I'm going to give you now money and you'll give me zmeiris at the end of the harvest, which are worth much more than the money I gave you to begin with. So there umayde Shmuel that it's also. Unless is mehapach bo, unless umayka chazoke, then in the kerem, umeka chazokas is koine the kerem lizmoire shaloi. So then again, then it's a meka chamemka, there's no aganota, he's koine right away. So then it'll be mutter, this is pshat according to the Rabbeinu Chananu.